This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Muffins, mornings, mothership.
Well, here's the deal, D.A. Back in the day, I was kind of a living legend in the rent-to-own industry.
D.A. on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, in that case, 41 minutes past the hour. D.A. with you here on CBS Sports Radio. The Dawes Show every single day, 9 until noon Eastern Time, 6 until 9 Pacific. And I'll see you for Sunday morning football this weekend. Always exciting. Week number 3 of the NFL season. We will react to everything in college football and then preview week 3 of the NFL. That's Sunday morning football right here on CBS Sports Radio. And all the same places you consume the DA Show, beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, 10 a.m. until noon Eastern Time every single Sunday. Our next guest is a member of the Pro Football Focus family. We love breaking it down statistically, analytically with these guys. He also has a keen insight into what's going to happen in Pittsburgh, perhaps, because he spent a number of years as a backup quarterback to Ben Roethlisberger in the Steelers organization. Bruce Gradkowski joining us this morning on the show. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, man. Thanks so much for doing it. And let's start with the Steelers, since you have familiarity with that organization. They double down on defense. They trade a one for Minkah Fitzpatrick. This is notable because they never trade away their first-round picks, ever. Why do you think strategically that front office decided to go down this road after Big Ben was done for the season?
Well, I love it. It shows me that they're all in. I think they're showing that, look, they still believe in this season. They want to win now. They feel like they have the players to win now. They have a strong offensive line. They have a strong defensive line. They got some big pieces defensively this offseason through the draft, through free agency. Now they add Minkah Fitzpatrick, another great addition to the Steelers secondary. So I really think they're close. You know, they're close and they feel that too. I don't think... You know, Kevin Colbert, he's been around for a long time. Mike Tomlin, you know, I know Ben's going through his injury, but these guys have been around for a while where who knows how much longer they have. And they're all in now to try to win and try to win it all. And, hey, they're pushing their chips all in, which I love to see.
But can they win it all if they have Mason Rudolph at quarterback? Is this misguided?
Well, look, I mean, first off, my heart breaks for Ben. I have a good relationship with him and seeing what he's gone through and knowing this was a big year for him, you know, to prove that they could do without the other superstars and Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. But on the other side, too, this gives Mason Rudolph a great opportunity. I mean, this is his chance. This is what we all wait for. As backup quarterbacks, getting drafted is your opportunity to become the starter. And he doesn't have to look over his shoulder. I mean, this is a season-ending injury for Ben. This is Mason's team now, and he has to approach it that way. And I think this also puts a lot on the coaching staff. Now they have to game plan the right way and put the players in the right positions to succeed. So I just feel like now instead of, you know, being concerned you're going to have Superman popping out of the phone booth to save the day when you have Big Ben, now you have to do this as a team. You have to do this offensively, protecting the football, running the football, creating turnovers defensively, having some splash plays special teams-wise. So I really think this is going to bring them as a closer unit. And look, I've seen some good things from Mason Rudolph, and I think he's a competitor. I think he has that grit and determination. And the biggest thing that he needs to prove is inside that huddle, that he will give them a chance to win. If the players around him feel like he gives them a chance to win, then there's not going to be much drop-off as far as them believing that they're still in it week in and week out.
Bruce Gradkowski joins us, Pro Football Focus, looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of the organizations he played with. from watching Mason Rudolph come in last week. What did you see? How would you analyze the action that we saw last Sunday from him?
Well, I thought he played poised. I thought he did very well. I mean, because as the backup, I know he wasn't probably getting many reps last week. I mean, Ben gives you Wednesdays because, being a veteran, he's been taking Wednesdays off, and so Mason gets his time then. But I thought he played well. He's making good decisions. You know, that turnover he had, it was basically a volleyball set by Dante Moncrief that got intercepted. So I think overall he made good decisions. He kept him in the football game, and that's what you want to see. And now he gets a full week to prepare mentally, physically, as the starter. He takes over walkthroughs, all the communication going on now between him and the coaches, him and the players. I mean, it's just now he has the reins and he has to take advantage of it.
Let's talk about the Carolina Panthers. Now we see that there was a foot problem with Cam Newton last week, and maybe there's a shoulder and a foot problem for Cam Newton. What does this mean for the Panthers moving forward? Can they count on Cam coming back, or how do they have to adjust their offense if he's not coming back?
Well, you could tell just by watching Cam that he's just not right. There's something not right. He's not moving like he's able to. He's definitely missing open targets, whether that's a shoulder problem or whether that's just, you know, him thinking too much about his new release in delivery. But look, I mean, Cam Newton drives that ship over there. And I think, you know, first and foremost, he's got to get healthy. And when he does, and if he does, they have to operate that offense and put Cam Newton in the best position to succeed and not worry about too much of being perfect quarterback play. But, hey, man, you're a good football player, and let's get the best out of you. I think defensively they're strong. They have a good head coach. And, you know, it's these little things during the beginning of the season that teams are trying to navigate through tough situations, tough losses, and find out their true character and what they're really going to become through the rest of the season. So I think the Panthers are at that sticking point where they need to decide, are they just going to throw in the towel, poor us, or, you know, make a decision now. What team are you going to be the rest of the year? Because I feel like that division's wide open now with, you know, Drew Brees' injury and such.
Yeah, but what type of team are they supposed to be with Kyle Allen? I mean, I don't think anybody wants to throw in the towel, but what are they going to be without Cam Newton?
Well, I think Kyle Allen's going to execute your offense. You know, I think he's a guy like a Mason Rudolph where you're waiting for your opportunity. You know, watching Kyle Allen in the preseason, he has the ability. I mean, I like the way the dude throws a football. I think he can make plays. I think he could hit. I mean, look, the Panthers were in that game the other night, and they had a chance to come back to win if Cam Newton hits a few of those passes. And I'm telling you, there's a handful of them that if he just hits them, they probably win that football game. So, I mean, if Cam Newton's not healthy, I honestly think Kyle Allen gives them a better opportunity right now to win if you don't have 100% Cam Newton with the shoulder and the foot.
Bruce Gradkowski joins us, Pro Football Focus analyst. What can we expect in New Orleans? Do you think Teddy Bridgewater can do enough to keep the Saints in the race until Brees comes back?
Well, the Saints have a good football team. I mean, they can run the football. They play well defensively. I think Bridgewater could do the job to keep them maybe at 500 until Brees gets back, and then hopefully they're still in a playoff race and contention at that point. I mean, honestly, if it's my team, I'm Sean Payton, and I see what Lamar Jackson's doing, and I see how defenses struggle trying to prepare for that, I am playing Taysom Hill. Why not? I think the guy's a great football player, tough, gritty. He can make plays running the football. Now you have to load the box more defensively, try to worry about stopping the run, and then that gives him one-on-one matchups outside, and he has, you know, the receivers to throw it to. So, man, I don't know. I'm interested to see how Sean Payton handles this. I know he's not going to panic at all, and he's a great coach and play caller. So I think he'll put Teddy Bridgewater in position to succeed. But, you know, I've always just liked Taysom Hill as a playmaker and as just a football player overall.
All right, so Taysom Hill, I don't think has ever started a game or even thrown a bunch of passes, right? He's thrown like one pass a game when he's gone in there. So you're advocating for them starting Taysom Hill at quarterback, perhaps?
Man, I would love it. I would love it. I think it opens the playbook as far as, you know, defense is unsure how to play him. How do you play the Saints now? I mean, we got Taysom Hill that, you know, could at least run the ball 4 to 5 yards a pop, and so we have to worry about that. But, yeah, when we do load the box, now it's going to give him open targets downfield like we saw Lamar Jackson just shred the Dolphins when they tried to just go all in and stop the run. And I know Lamar Jackson hasn't played the greatest of teams with the Dolphins and the Cardinals, but it's just the throws he's making. And I think Taysom Hill can do some of that. And not that he's going to be perfect, and he's definitely – there's no one that's going to be Drew Brees accurate, but I just think he's the type of football player that definitely gives you a chance to win every Sunday as you step on the field.
I got to say, Bruce, this is an amazing take by you. So Teddy Bridgewater has been a starter in the NFL – and has gone to the playoffs as a starter in the NFL, and you were advocating for a guy that has thrown 7 total passes his entire NFL career to take over for the Saints right now at starting quarterback.
Look, and I'm not doing this as a shot to Teddy Bridgewater. You know, like I said, I think Teddy will be successful in that offense because I think that's what Sean Payton does, and he's a great play caller, so he'll surround him with the necessary tools. But I also look at, you know, just as a whole, and I don't think Bridgewater's the most accurate quarterback. So then I kind of think Taysom Hill brings more to the table to your offense as far as now defense is trying to figure out how to stop him. And so, no, I mean, whatever way Sean Payton goes, I think it's going to be a good decision because of what they have around the quarterback. You know, it's a good football team. So what you want to do now is, You need to just play the game the right way. You need to protect the football, play good defense, execute on special teams. If you do that, you can still stay in contention until your man, the main man, Drew Brees, gets back.
Now, whether you love fantasy football, gambling, or just an armchair GM, make sure to go to PFF.com. Bruce and the gang over there have great content. Pro Football Focus, get premium stats and analysis, and use promo code QB25 for 25% off your elite subscription today. Bruce, I appreciate the time today, my man. Thanks so much for doing it for us.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Have a good day.
You too. Bruce Gradkowski joining us this morning on the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.